Coffee Break German, Season 2, Episode 31. Herzlich willkommen zurück zu Coffee Break German. Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Andrea.
Also Andrea, wie geht's dir?
Mir geht's wunderbar. Und dir?
Mir geht's auch sehr, sehr gut, danke. Also, wir sind zurück. We're back after after a bit of a summer break. It's been a busy summer, but we are back with our final 10 episodes of this season of Coffee Break German, which I have to say are a little bit different from the previous 30 episodes in this series. But the best bit about this is that you're going to get the chance to review lots of the language that we've covered so far and learn some new language too. Aber zuerst, Andrea, wie war dein Sommer?
Mein Sommer war spitze.
Spitze?
Ja, ich war in der Schweiz und es war sehr schön. Ich habe meine Familie gesehen und ich war wandern in den Bergen.
Das ist gezeichnet.
Und schwimmen im Freibad.
Sehr gut.
Ja, und jetzt bin ich wieder hier. Wie war denn dein Sommer?
Also wir sind nach Spanien gegangen für einen Familienurlaub. Wir waren am Strand und es war sehr, sehr heiß.
Ja, das glaube ich.
Aber es war sehr, sehr heiß.
Überall. Ja.
Wir haben sehr lecker gegessen und haben uns ein bisschen entspannt.
Das ist gut.
Ich habe auch eine Woche in Frankreich verbracht, let me see if I can get this right, um neue Episoden von Walk, Talk and Learn French aufzunehmen. That's tricky. Because the zu is the to do something, in order to do something.
Yes.
But the zu is coming in the middle of a separable verb.
But it's a separable verb, yes.
Aufzunehmen.
Genau.
So I'll try that again. Ich habe eine Woche in Frankreich verbracht, um neue Episoden von Walk, Talk and Learn French aufzunehmen mit Pierre Benoit.
Sehr gut.
Okay, enough about our summer, because it's time now to get into the first of our 10 episodes in something of a soap opera, because we have different characters in this soap opera, and you're going to get to know the characters through the story. And in our first episode, you're going to meet Miriam, Carola, and Philip.
Genau.
I think we should get straight into this. We should just listen to the episode, and then we'll come back and talk a little about it. Also, los geht's?
Ja, los geht's.
Okay, Andrea, just to give our listeners a little bit of context here, can you explain where this dialogue, this conversation is taking place?
Ja, also wir sind in München in einer Wohngemeinschaft.
So a WG.
Genau, eine WG.
A type of shared accommodation for perhaps students or something like that.
Yes, it's often students that share a house or a flat, but it also has become a very trendy way of living for non-students.
Okay, so let's listen to the conversation and then we'll come back and talk about it a little afterwards.
Hallo, ist jemand hier?
Ja, hallo. Mein Name ist Carola. Ich miete in der Wohnung ein Zimmer.
Na, dann sind wir Mitbewohnerin. Ich heiße Miriam. Gehst du hier zur Uni?
Ja, ich studiere BWL im ersten Semester. Und du?
Ich bin gerade zurück von meinem Auslandssemester in Madrid. Ich studiere Jura im fünften Semester.
Wow, hört sich spannend an. Wohnt denn sonst noch jemand hier?
Ja, ich glaube ein Typ. Ich habe ihn aber noch nicht getroffen.
Huch, die Klingel ist ja laut. Vielleicht ist das ja der dritte Mitbewohner. Hallo, kann ich dir helfen?
Hi, ich bin Philipp. Ich miete hier ein Zimmer.
Hi, ich bin Miriam. Das ist Carola. Wir sind deine Mitbewohnerinnen.
Cool. Ich komme aus Schottland. Seid ihr aus München?
Nö, aber ich wohne schon lange hier und kenne mich in der Stadt gut aus.
Ich komme aus der Schweiz und bin gerade nach München gezogen.
Die Wohnung ist sehr schön. Große Zimmer, gute Aussicht.
Ja, Altbauwohnungen sind klasse. Früher habe ich in einem Hochhaus gewohnt. Wenn der Lift kaputt war, musste ich immer 10 Stockwerke zu Fuß gehen. Das war übel.
Oh Mann, musstest du denn auch unten in der Waschküche waschen und deine Wäsche hoch und runter schleppen?
Ja, fürchterlich.
Wo kann man hier waschen?
Unten im Keller ist die Gemeinschaftswaschküche. Unsere Waschtage sind Montag und Mittwoch.
Sollen wir einfach zusammen waschen, damit wir Zeit und Waschmittel sparen?
Gute Idee. Aber wer wäscht?
Ich schlage vor, dass wir uns abwechseln. Jede Woche jemand anderes.
Ja, das hört sich gut an.
So, jetzt finde ich aber, dass wir mal auf unser Jahr zusammen anstoßen sollten.
Gute Idee. Sollen wir gleich ins Pub um die Ecke gehen?
Oh, ein Pub. Wie zu Hause.
Also, los geht's.
Okay, so how did you find that? Hopefully you've understood a fair bit of this conversation. Obviously, it's three people meeting each other for the first time. And you may well have recognized a couple of the voices in there. What's your character?
I am Carola.
Okay, and one of our other colleagues is playing the part of Myriam. And then I am playing the part of Philip. Now, you'll meet other people over the course of the other episodes of this. But for this first episode, you've got those three characters. I'm going to give you a brief description of what happened in English. And then what we'll do is come back and talk a little about some of the language in this episode. Okay? So the three main characters, Myriam, Carola and Philip, meet for the first time in the new flat in Munich. We find out what they're studying and also where they're from. And you'll notice that there are different accents, different types of German accents that we'll encounter over the course of this series. Their domestic arrangements are discussed in great detail. Their first conversation involves domestic arrangements, which is quite funny. And then at the end of the episode, they head to the pub to celebrate their forthcoming year that they're going to spend together.
Genau.
Okay, Andrea, how should we go through this? How should we treat this?
I think we should listen to the different segments again. Mm-hmm. So we cut the text up and listen to each bit and then talk about what we've heard and maybe some interesting vocabulary and language that we've heard.
Sounds good. Okay, so let's listen to the first section where Myriam and Carola are getting to know each other a little.
Excellent.
Hallo, ist jemand hier?
Ja, hallo. Mein Name ist Carola. Ich miete in der Wohnung ein Zimmer.
Na, dann sind wir Mitbewohnerin. Ich heiße Myriam. Gehst du hier zur Uni?
Ja, ich studiere BWL im ersten Semester. Und du?
Ich bin gerade zurück von meinem Auslandssemester in Madrid. Ich studiere Jura im fünften Semester.
Wow, hört sich spannend an. Wohnt denn sonst noch jemand hier?
Ja, ich glaube ein Typ. Ich habe ihn aber noch nicht getroffen.
Okay, so just before we meet Philip, the doorbell has rung. A very loud doorbell, but anyway.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about what has happened here so far.
So we've met two people, Carola and Myriam. And I wonder, Mark, if you can tell me what you know about Myriam.
About Myriam. Okay, so she arrived second because Carola was already in the flat. Now, I think Myriam said something about just returning from a term abroad in Madrid?
Genau, ein Auslandssemester.
Okay.
Ja, ein Semester is a term. Mm-hmm. Und she spent it abroad im Ausland.
Im Ausland. Okay, so ein Auslandssemester.
Ja, genau. Okay.
And Myriam said she's studying Jura.
Which is
law.
Law.
Yeah. So that's, I think, as much as we know about Myriam so far.
Sehr gut. Und was weißt du über Carola?
Okay, I didn't quite get what Carola was studying. I think it's three letters.
Yes, it's BWL.
Which is?
Betriebswirtschaftslehre.
And in English that would be?
That would be business administration.
Okay. So she is doing business administration. And I think she said im ersten Semester. So she's in her first semester of that. She's first year, basically.
Genau.
Oh, okay. Now, they realize that there's someone else coming to join them. Is that right?
Yes.
And they use a slightly interesting word there to refer to that person. Ein Typ. What is ein Typ?
Ein Typ is a man.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's not disrespectful, but it's also not very respectful.
Okay. It's just quite colloquial in a sense.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's a guy. It's a guy.
Yeah. But I wouldn't say it to the guy that I've called him a typ.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah? Interesting. Well, the guy has arrived. let's listen to the next section then, and we'll hear a little more about the story and a little more about Philip.
Huch, die Klingel ist ja laut. Vielleicht ist das ja der dritte Mitbewohner. Hallo, kann ich dir helfen?
Hi, ich bin Philipp. Ich miete hier ein Zimmer.
Hi, ich bin Miriam. Das ist Carola. Wir sind deine Mitbewohnerinnen.
Cool. Ich komme aus Schottland. Seid ihr aus München?
Nö, aber ich wohne schon lange hier und kenne mich in der Stadt gut aus.
Ich komme aus der Schweiz und bin gerade nach München gezogen.
Okay, so we now meet Philip and we also learn a little more about Carola and Miriam.
Genau. So, Mark, was weißt du über Philipp?
Also, Philipp kommt aus Schottland.
Ach so.
Was für eine Überraschung.
Ja.
And he is studying also in Munich.
Genau.
And he says, ich miete hier ein Zimmer.
Genau.
I'm renting a room.
Ja, in der Wohngemeinschaft.
Okay.
Ja.
Right.
And what extra information did you get about Carola und Miriam?
Well, Philip asked, are you from Munich?
Mm-hmm.
And Miriam said that she's not from Munich. How did she say no? She said it in a kind of funny way. Was it nö or something like that?
Nö, yeah. Nö is nein.
Nein, okay.
Yeah, it's colloquial for nein.
And is it regional?
No.
So you can say no if you want, rather than nein. But she did say that she's not from Munich, but she has already lived there for quite some time and she knows her way around.
Yeah.
And then Carola, again, another Überraschung.
Yeah,
it so happens that Carola is from Switzerland.
Who would have guessed?
But she has just moved.
Genau.
To Munich. What's the verb to move?
To move ist umziehen.
Umziehen,
yeah. So that would be to move house, yeah. Mm-hmm. But we can, when we say that we move to somewhere, we can just say ziehen. So right. Ich bin gerade erst nach München gezogen.
Right, so you've got an irregular past participle there.
Yes.
Gezogen from ziehen.
Ja, von ziehen.
So is that the same ziehen as in you would see on a door?
Yeah, genau.
So to pull.
Genau.
Okay.
And if we didn't say where she moved to, then we would say umziehen. So if we just know that she has moved house, then she would say, ich bin gerade umgezogen.
Umgezogen. So there your is coming before the gezogen. Right. Just like what we said earlier about aufzunehmen or something like that.
Yes, so it's a separable verb, but all these extra bits, then they go in the middle.
In the middle. Okay, so she said, ich bin gerade nach München gezogen.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that it's not umgezogen is because she specified where she came to.
Genau.
Okay, good, good. Right, we're going to take a quick break. And after that, we'll listen to the remainder of the conversation.
Wir unterbrechen diese Sendung für eine sehr wichtige Meldung. If you'd like to make faster progress with your German, don't forget that you can use the premium version of this course, which features video versions of the lessons, comprehensive lesson notes and bonus listening materials. Also, worauf wartest du? What are you waiting for? If you'd like to take your German to the next level, go to coffeebreakgermanplus.com.
Okay, so you're listening to Coffee Break German Season 2, Episode 31, and this is our first episode of our soap opera in the Wohngemeinschaft in Munich. Let's listen to the next section where Philipp and Miriam and Carola discuss houses and where they've lived.
Die Wohnung ist sehr schön. Große Zimmer, gute Aussicht.
Ja, Altbauwohnungen sind klasse. Früher habe ich in einem Hochhaus gewohnt. Wenn der Lift kaputt war, musste ich immer 10 Stockwerke zu Fuß gehen. Das war übel.
Oh Mann, musstest du denn auch unten in der Waschküche waschen und deine Wäsche hoch und runter schleppen?
Ja, fürchterlich.
Andrea, there were some tricky bits of vocabulary in there, I think.
Yes,
some very specific vocabulary.
Yeah, very culture specific as well.
So tell us a little about what's going on here.
So they're discussing where they live and they live in a Altbauwohnung.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what an Altbauwohnung is?
Is it some kind of older building?
Yes. So it's a traditional flat, probably over 100 years old.
Okay.
Normally these flats have nice big rooms mm-hmm. and high ceilings, and they're beautiful.
Yeah. Miriam, she really likes the idea of the Altbauwohnung. But früher, she said that she lived in einem Hochhaus.
Yeah. Was glaubst du? Was ist ein Hochhaus?
A high house.
Yeah, genau.
Is it like a high-rise flat?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So ein Hochhaus, it's not exactly a Wolkenkratzer.
Yeah? Which would be?
A Wolkenkratzer is a very, very high house.
Okay.
So, but a Wolkenkratzer is normally with an office building that you would find in a big city, you know.
Okay.
Very, very tall building. Und a Hochhaus is just a tall building with many flats.
Okay. And she talks about the lift there.
Yeah. So a Hochhaus has obviously a lift, but occasionally if a lift breaks down, and then she has to walk up and down the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And Carola obviously is aware of the fact that us German speakers, when we live in a building with several flats, that we share a Waschküche.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine what a Waschküche is?
Is it the laundry?
Yes, okay. Yes. So it's a laundry room, and we share a laundry room mm-hmm. with our neighbors,
mm-hmm.
And a washing machine. So normally there is a washing machine and a tumble dryer,
yep.
And there are these things to hang up your washing.
Yep.
And there is a schedule
okay.
when you get to use the washing machine and the tumble dryer and when your washing can be hung up and when it has to be removed.
Okay. So all very punctual and all very just right.
Yes, yes. It's very important to respect the schedule.
I understand.
Yeah?
Obviously, Philip has a little taste of this previously because he then goes on to ask about the washing situation in their WG.
Yeah, genau. Because probably Philip has noticed that there isn't a washing machine in the flat.
Okay. Let's listen then to the next section, the final section, where they discuss in their first conversation, they discuss the, mm-hmm. the washing arrangements.
Mm-hmm. Wo kann man hier waschen?
Unten im Keller ist die Gemeinschaftswaschküche. Unsere Waschtage sind Montag und Mittwoch.
Sollen wir einfach zusammen waschen, damit wir Zeit und Waschmittel sparen?
Gute Idee. Aber wer wäscht?
Ich schlage vor, dass wir uns abwechseln. Jede Woche jemand anderes.
Ja, das hört sich gut an.
So, jetzt finde ich aber, dass wir mal auf unser Jahr zusammen anstoßen sollten.
Gute Idee. Sollen wir gleich ins Pub um die Ecke gehen?
Oh, ein Pub. Wie zu Hause.
Also, los geht's.
Okay, Andrea, let me get this clear in my mind. Am I right in thinking that they've decided that since they've only got two wash days, Monday and Wednesday, I think, they are going to put all their washing together and then they'll take turns to do the washing each week, yeah?
Yes, that's right, yes.
Okay. Is that normal?
Well, it's a very practical idea. And it's not normal.
Okay.
Okay, and it's just a way, because otherwise they would never get all their washing done, because you need to clear out of the Waschküche as soon as your day is over.
Yeah.
Otherwise you're in trouble with your neighbors.
Okay, so it's perfectly natural that Philip would be washing the Carola and Miriam's
clothes? Yes,
yeah.
Yes. You would obviously, they would separate them by collar or whatever,
yeah.
And then it just goes into the washing machine and
okay.
then into the tumble dryer.
Okay. Maybe I'm just a little too British here.
Oh, well, yes.
Okay, so at the end, they decide to celebrate the forthcoming year that they're going to spend together.
Ja, genau. Carola sagt, so jetzt finde ich aber, dass wir mal auf unser Jahr zusammen anstoßen sollten.
Anstoßen.
Ja. To, you know, bring your glasses together,
oh,
so
okay.
that it goes kling.
Right, okay.
Ja, anstoßen.
Okay. And one of the other things I find a little bit tricky about that sentence is the mal.
Ja, mal ist für einmal.
Mm-hmm.
Ja. And it suggests that we shouldn't waste any more time. Yeah, so
oh, right.
we should really do this mal.
Once and for all kind of thing.
Yeah, and I would also say this if I if I wanted someone else to do something and I wanted them to hurry up, and I said, okay, mach mal das Fenster zu.
So is it like saying, close the window, will you?
Genau, yeah.
That little bit extra.
Yeah. Genau.
Okay, good. Now, actually, we've talked a little bit there in detail about one word in this sentence. In our bonus episode of Coffee Break German for these final 10 episodes, we're going to be going through the entire conversation line by line with detailed discussion of all the vocabulary and all of the expressions in here. So that's really useful if you can use that to get into the passage that little bit more.
Genau.
What we'll do now is play the whole thing again. Hopefully this time you'll understand a little bit more. And again, if you want to get into the details, we can use the bonus materials.
Hallo, ist jemand hier?
Ja, hallo. Mein Name ist Carola. Ich miete in der Wohnung ein Zimmer.
Na, dann sind wir Mitbewohnerin. Ich heiße Miriam. Gehst du hier zur Uni?
Ja, ich studiere BWL im ersten Semester. Und du?
Ich bin gerade zurück von meinem Auslandssemester in Madrid. Ich studiere Jura im fünften Semester.
Wow, hört sich spannend an. Wohnt denn sonst noch jemand hier?
Ja, ich glaube ein Typ. Ich habe ihn aber noch nicht getroffen.
Huch, die Klingel ist ja laut. Vielleicht ist das ja der dritte Mitbewohner. Hallo, kann ich dir helfen?
Hi, ich bin Philipp. Ich miete hier ein Zimmer.
Hi, ich bin Miriam. Das ist Carola. Wir sind deine Mitbewohnerinnen.
Cool. Ich komme aus Schottland. Seid ihr aus München?
Nö, aber ich wohne schon lange hier und kenne mich in der Stadt gut aus.
Ich komme aus der Schweiz und bin gerade nach München gezogen.
Die Wohnung ist sehr schön. Große Zimmer, gute Aussicht.
Ja, Altbauwohnungen sind klasse. Früher habe ich in einem Hochhaus gewohnt. Wenn der Lift kaputt war, musste ich immer 10 Stockwerke zu Fuß gehen. Das war übel.
Oh Mann, musstest du denn auch unten in der Waschküche waschen und deine Wäsche hoch und runter schleppen?
Ja, fürchterlich.
Wo kann man hier waschen?
Unten im Keller ist die Gemeinschaftswaschküche. Unsere Waschtage sind Montag und Mittwoch.
Sollen wir einfach zusammen waschen, damit wir Zeit und Waschmittel sparen?
Gute Idee. Aber wer wäscht?
Ich schlage vor, dass wir uns abwechseln. Jede Woche jemand anderes.
Ja, das hört sich gut an.
So, jetzt finde ich aber, dass wir mal auf unser Jahr zusammen anstoßen sollten.
Gute Idee. Sollen wir gleich ins Pub um die Ecke gehen?
Oh, ein Pub. Wie zu Hause.
Also, los geht's.
So, there you have it. The first of 10 episodes of our soap opera, featuring Carola, Philip and Miriam, and indeed other characters whom you will meet next time. Now, as I said there, you are able to get into this in more detail. We'll go through every aspect of the conversation in our bonus materials, and that's along with our notes and the video version of the lesson, and you can find out all you need to know about that at coffeebreakgerman.com.
Of course, don't forget that you can follow Coffee Break German on social media. We are Learn German on Twitter, and search for Coffee Break German on Facebook for our regular cultural and language challenges. And keep up with all of us here at Coffee Break on Instagram, where we're Coffee Break Languages.
Excellent. Now, also, don't forget to check out our YouTube channel. And once again, you can just search for Coffee Break Languages on YouTube, where you'll find lots of new content for language learners. I think that's it. Next time in the next episode of our soap opera, you'll hear, Philip's plans for his time in Germany. And you'll also meet another character. And that will again be a voice that you'll recognize from the Coffee Break German past. Until then, vielen Dank und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bis bald.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.